This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. The governor has signed a sweeping liquor reform law that will allow home delivery in New Mexico. The bipartisan law makes it easier for businesses to get a liquor license. To compensate existing license holders, it provides for a tax break. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham says she signed the reform in part to increase revenue opportunities for the hospitality industry, which has been hit hard by shutdowns during the pandemic. The bill directs officials to study the effect of the delivery policy on public health, and it bans the sale of wine and spirits at gas stations in McKinley County. The prohibition was included at the urging of a centrist Democrat representing that area of northwestern New Mexico, citing high levels of alcoholism. A former New Mexico state tax official faces dozens of counts of wire fraud and other crimes, accusing him of stealing nearly $690,000 by altering taxpayers' refunds and routing them to his own bank accounts. George Martinez of Albuquerque appeared in federal court today after being arrested yesterday on a March 12th federal indictment, indictments 42 counts each of wire fraud and identity theft and 6 counts of money laundering. The U.S. Attorney's Office said between May 2011 to July 2018, Martinez allegedly used his position as head of the Taxation and Revenue Department's questionable refund unit to manipulate the system for his own benefit. Online court records did not list an attorney for Martinez who could comment on his behalf about the allegations. If convicted, Martinez faces between 2 and 22 years in prison. Bueno Foods has been awarded a $500,000 state grant to expand its 70-year-old family business and help boost sales of New Mexico products nationwide. Economic Development Secretary Alicia J. Keys announced yesterday that Bueno Foods' economic assistance will be used to expand storage and manufacturing capacity and better distribute New Mexico chiles and food products throughout the U.S. The expansion will be on Bueno Foods' property in Albuquerque. The $10 million project is expected to begin this summer and be completed by the end of 2022, at which time Bueno will start to add 49 employees over 5 years. Two casinos on the Navajo Nation will reopen this week as the tribe eases its restrictions on businesses amid a downturn in coronavirus cases. The Navajo Nation Gaming Enterprise has 4 casinos, but will open only 2 Friday and limit patrons to those who live on the vast reservation that stretches into New Mexico, Arizona, and Utah. The Enterprise will keep Fire Rock Casino east of Gallup and Northern Edge in Farmington, New Mexico, open for 2 weeks before determining whether to reopen 2 other casinos, one in northwestern New Mexico and the other east of Flagstaff. The casinos will operate at 25% capacity with no food or drink services at reduced hours. The Navajo Nation reported its first case of the coronavirus a year ago on March 17, 2020. The tribe is planning a virtual day of prayer Friday to remember the more than 1,200 people who have died. This is KUNM.